Hello and welcome to the second part of A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a devoted listener of the program. Okay, to start this out, it seems like a Monday to me. I left my phone at home. And one thing, you know, leads to another, so... Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Not only that, my guests didn't show up, so I don't know if they tried to call and tell me they weren't coming. I don't have my phone to find that out. Okay, so here goes. Help me to do this show. Now, I'm going to start the show off like I did the last one. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. Live here on WGH Talk. Not only that, you can hear us live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, or call in during a live broadcast by calling 7403-839-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to make a comment with me or my guest. Okay, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. It starts with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next one will take place this Saturday, October the 21st, begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their church. So it's open to the public, so please take advantage of that. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Jolie can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Or you can contact your local elementary school that your student attends and get a registration form there. If not, call Cheryl Lee. Again, her phone number is 740-262-0939. I have a couple announcements to make. My guest was Glenn Coble. He's running for mayor of Marion, Ohio. I'm just going to give you a little synopsis about him, a little information. He is the son of a Methodist minister. He is a graduate of Valparaiso University. He's an Army veteran. He's been married 53 years. He has 3 children and 7 grandchildren. Professionally, he was a business owner, a newspaper and radio writer, announcer, intercollegiate athletic administrator, financial administrator, and public relations professional. Give Marion a choice, and I really like this about him. The one-party system in Ohio and Marion leads to an erosion of democracy and an increase of governmental corruption. Acceptance and celebration of diversity in race, religion, sexual preference, gender, and thought build a stronger city and enhance our joy of living. Policies may have more than one choice, but facts have only one truth, building a forward vision of the growth of our city. Glenn can be contacted on the web, www.mayorcoble.com. Or www.glenncoble, that's 2 N's, at hotmail.com. Or he has his personal phone number if you need to contact him, 760-361-8721. Again, his number is 740-361-8721. He is running for mayor of Marion, Ohio. Also, another announcement here. This is from the Marion County Historical Society. They will be having a meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. This event will take place Saturday, November the 4th of 2023. It starts at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. This will take place at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility. Location 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio 43356. The event begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the presidents, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. And that's very interesting that they take the time to go through menus at different presidents have eaten and served this at this event. Okay. I don't know if the tickets sale is over or not. It doesn't say right here. They said, okay. Reservations for this November dinner must be made by Thursday, October the 18th, which is today. 2023, right. Why did I think it was the 19th? It is the 19th. Okay, so that it says Thursday, but that must mean Wednesday. That must have been a typographical error. Wednesday, October 18th. So that was over yesterday. Okay, now, speaking presidents that will be in attendance. James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents will be there as well. George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Mrs. Helen Louise Nellie Taft will be there. She's one of the first ladies. Warren G. Harding, the 29th president, Harry S. Truman, 33rd president, and Mrs. Mary Geneva Mamie Eisenhower, 34th Presidential First Lady. Master of Ceremonies will be in attendance is Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent from 1914 to 1943. Special guest speaker is Mrs. Mary Ellen Withrow, the 40th Treasurer of the United States from March the 1st, 1994 through January 20th, 2001. They will all be at this event. It's going to be a night of great. It's going to be a great dinner, a great event that they have once a year. Believe it or not, once a year. So, my thought for today is titled Being Content. Whenever I am, wherever I am, meant. Wherever, I'm going to start over. Whenever I am, wherever I am, meant to be, whatever I am doing is whatever I am meant to be doing. And whatever everyone else is doing is exactly what they are meant to be doing. This is contentment. If you do want to change where you are or what you are doing, the first thing is to be content with wherever you are and whoever you are doing and whatever you are doing right now. Paradoxically, that's what attracts opportunities and invitations to be somewhere else. Why? Because you are a living magnet and contentment is one of your most attractive qualities. And the law of attraction says that according to your dominant thoughts, so you will attract the people and circumstances into your life. Being content right now attracts. Okay, and I think that's what I'll do today is to finish out the show with thoughts for today. purity. If wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. If character is lost, all is lost. Thought for today. And I'll be reading these to you for the rest of the time that I'm here. Total appreciation. Many believe that happiness is achieved through material wealth. It is true that gives a temporary sense of well-being. A rich person is not someone who has more, but someone who desires less. Happiness is the result of total appreciation of all that life gives you at every moment. Silence is gold. Another thought for today. If speech is silver, silence is gold. When you must speak, speak a few words. Speak sweetly and softly. That is the way to reach a listener's heart. Well, they say, you know, if you're in a big argument, speak lowly, you know, changes the atmosphere. So that's a good one. Dance in happiness. Oh, for those of you who are listening, I have been chosen, and I did say I would do it. I was picked to be with the Dancing with the Stars here in Marion, Ohio, which takes place at the Marion Women's Club. This takes place in March, but right now we're dancing. We're learning our partners, and our partners are learning us, and we're learning these new dance steps. And wow, I thought I could dance until I was actually at my first lesson, and even my second lesson. I did better than the first time, but believe you me, it is a process. Yes. So dance in happiness. The easy way to remain happy is to remain constantly light. That's what I'm not, light on my feet. And I have to learn, how do you learn to be light on your feet? I must ask my instructor that, because he's very light on his feet. I move like I weigh 200 pounds. At least I feel like it, so I guess I better do a little bit more jogging on my toes. Maybe that'll help me more. If anyone has any ideas to help me out, just let me know, okay? Anyway, let me finish this thought for today. Dance in happiness. Pure thoughts are light, and waste thoughts are heavy. Therefore, keep your intellect busy with pure thoughts, and you will become light and continue to dance in happiness. Okay, maybe that's it. Maybe I have too much on my mind trying to learn these steps, and I don't know, but I'll work on it. We only have to make sure that we continue to give happiness to others without any expectations. For this, we have to increase our own treasure and happiness by continuing to be happy under all circumstances. Now, here's one for you. Patience. Thought for today. Patience is a reflection of the peaceful mind. My peaceful mind is able to cope with all situations without becoming disturbed and agitated. It calmly accepts the resolution of circumstances, and with this patience acquires the power to deal with all situations. Bring light. There is some darkness in most human minds today, so there is a darkness component in most scenes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark, like a crown of sparkling jewels? Their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit, while others weave the dark, are both illuminated. And illuminators, watch out for such a moment. today where you may illuminate, make that moment momentous. Can you bring light to darkness? Wow, there's always light and dark, good and bad. You know, good and evil. Wow, we just live in the world is just full of those things. And you know, a lot of those things are because we live in a fallen world and nothing is perfect. Not like it was supposed to have been. That's what we hear, that God made man to live forever. Until man sinned, and that changed everything. And our world became dark. We began to see, because Adam decided, he and Eve decided that they wanted to know good and evil. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to know the good and the bad. That's why they disobeyed God and ate of that fruit, because they wanted to be like him. But they didn't understand that they were like him. You know, but now, after they ate that fruit, the darkness came in, which they had no idea what that was, but that darkness brought in fear immediately. Now, they were promised that they would die. You know, you shall surely die if you eat of this fruit. Even that didn't scare them. Because if they had been afraid of dying, they would not have eaten the apple. In a way that, you know, Satan was able to diffuse that thought. I was like, oh, well, you shall not surely die. You know, not if you eat this. You know, you will become like God. You will know good and evil, light and darkness. So, okay, well, maybe we were wrong about God and what he said. Maybe God was wrong. Maybe he was just testing us to see if we would believe him or not. So, you know what? I'm just going to eat this apple just because it's here. It looks good. It's in my hand. And guess what? Someone else has given me another option or another thought to think I can become like God. Wow. Did I not know that I was like God? That I was made in his image and in his likeness? So they ate, which brought in darkness. And like I was saying, didn't die immediately, but fear. Fear came in. That was the first, I believe that was the first, I can say entity, because fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. And when God walked, I know Adam did. I know Adam was scared, even though he ate that apple. But I know after he, I would want to think that after Adam ate that apple, he became immediately scared of God and what God would do. Because he was with God longer than Eve. And how long he was with God before Eve, I have no idea. But I bet you after he ate that apple, he was scared immediately. I believe that was the first spirit that came in from the darkness, was fear. Because fear and anxiety is darkness. And it keeps you in darkness if you would allow it to. You know, it really does. It changes everything about you. It makes you a coward. You're hiding and hiding from people, hiding from things. And, you know, you don't know how to cope with life or situations that happen in your life. You don't know how to cope with those things because you're afraid of everything. You're afraid of anything. It's like, well, come up out of it, you know. Slap yourself. Get over it. You know, because life is not over. But life happens, and there is darkness in life. There is light in life. You just have to choose how much of one you're going to have than the other. I choose to have more light than darkness. I choose to be more joyful than sad. It helps me to look forward to the next moment of each day. It helps me to have peace of mind because I have learned to put my trust in the light. And God is light. in being able to put my trust in Him erases a lot of darkness. I can say almost all darkness, but you know, things happen because we're human in this fallen world, and things are going to happen, and they all will not be good, and they all will not be of the light. But we learn to adapt better. You know, matter of fact, there's a scripture in the Bible that says we don't grieve as others grieve that believe in Christ Jesus. Not saying we don't grieve, not saying that we don't feel bad, not saying that, you know, we have those, sometimes maybe you've had that feeling like your heart just drops and, you know, certain events happen in your life or in your loved ones' lives, you know, and it's like your heart just drops, you know, and not saying that we won't have that, but we will be better off than people who do not believe. You know, they grieve more. They take more of the grief upon themselves. See, when you're a believer, you can channel some of that grief on Christ. Or He just takes it. I don't know exactly how it happens. You know, well, God has brought me this far, and I trust Him to take me the rest of the way. And, I say these things because I try to encourage myself as well as you. You know, while I'm encouraging myself, you know, I have to remember to turn off this tape. Because this is live taping, so. And not just get up and walk out of here. I must learn to keep in mind what I need to do. Just like everything else in life. When you get up in the morning, what's the first thought? Oh, thank you, Lord, for another day. Should be. Because He's graced you with another day. If you believe. If you believe that He does and can do what He says He can do. And you know, earlier today I was reminded of the things that I've been through in my life, and when things were, I considered bad in my life, and I didn't have what I should have. You know, when I had my children, I didn't even own a stroller. I didn't even own a stroller. I had a bassinet, and I think that was from one of my brothers or sisters, because I was the oldest of six, you know, and my baby brother's 3 years older than my daughter, so it must have been his bassinet that I was able to use. But I never had a stroller, I never had a high chair, never had those things. I think my daughter did have a walker. She was learning to walk. Other than that, I didn't have all that stuff. And I didn't even have a baby shower. It wasn't celebrated in those days. So those days were dark to me, being a young mother, carrying a baby at 15 years old, and bringing one into the world at 16. Back in those days, it was dark. Just the thought of a girl my age being pregnant. It was dark, and you felt darkness. You felt that people did not like you. You felt that maybe your parents didn't even like you, you know, because of the choices that you may have made, you know. And after all that suffering I believed I went through, and all the rejection from my friends and my own family, I felt rejected just completely. You know, the only light that I remember receiving was the birth of my daughter at 16. But she brought life and light to my life, my situation. And it wasn't all bad, because I saw her as someone that needed me. You know, the infant can't do anything. They are in the world. They do receive a name. They do receive a social security number, you know, birth certificate, mother certificate. That makes them legal in the earth. Wow. Hadn't thought of that earlier, but that's what they are. They're legal once they are born in the world. You have to name them. You have to give them a social security number. Even if that baby died after birth or died during birth, and once it's in this world, you have to have a funeral. You have to do those things and name that baby. Yes, you do. And I think you receive a mother's certificate for that baby. Maybe in the birth certificate. I don't know. I just know that two of my granddaughters, one was stillborn. The other lived, a few hours. One had what they call Down syndrome. She lived a few hours, I think it was. And even though that brought darkness to our family, you know, I still have my daughter. What was the light and joy of that? It was a dark time for us. It really was. It was a dark time. I did have another grandson by another daughter. And, you know, there's light. There's just some things that we go through that are just dark. And it makes us feel, we feel the darkness. In camping and in closing, surrounding us, we feel it. It is a spirit because it can be felt. It can definitely be felt. I don't know if you agree with me or disagree with me, but I'm just sharing some things from my heart as I go through this thought for today, Bring Light. I'm talking about Adam and Eve and that first entity, that first spirit that came to them because they decided not to stay with the light, which was God. You know, they went with darkness, and darkness came. It was a sure thing. And that's why we, as people today, deal with darkness. It's not always light, and it's not always dark. But we're going to choose to have more lightness than darkness. That's why we're going to stay with Christ. He is our hope. He is our light. Bring light to the darkness. Wow. And hope to the hopeless. Health to the lame and the broken. I tell you, when I think about Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, and I thank him for saving me, delivering me from sickness and disease, saving me from the pits. From the pits. Which is the bottom, which is the darkness. You know, receiving Christ is how we eliminate darkness. And I like that thought for today. It brought a lot to my mind. Let us go a little more. So, how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment? You may remember the darkness, but you will also remember, oh my gosh, I remember so and so came and had a word for me and brought light to me. God will, you know, they say there's always a ram in the bush. This goes back to Abraham, you know, when he was going to sacrifice Isaac, and God provided a sacrifice, and it was caught in the thicket of the bush. And Abraham went and got that ram and sacrificed it instead of his son. So God always has a replacement. He always has another way out. He's not out of ideas like we can be out of ideas. He's not out of ways to help us like when we get in trouble. Like, oh, there's no way out. What can I do now? God always has a way out because he is the way out. He is the only way to light, you know. And when he sends people to us, when we're going through a hard time, and they can bring light to our situations, not only that, they can put a smile on your face by the content of their heart. You know, they can bring peace in your home just by their countenance. There are people like that. And those are the type of people that we want to come into our lives and bring us light. Not only that, we want to know how to become light ourselves. Like a crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. And what do you think about those people who come into your life with such light? They become a ray of sunshine that you never forget. You never forget how important they were to you during a dark situation that you were experiencing or going through at the moment. Those who stay light in spirit while others weave their dark are both illuminated. But light drives out darkness. You want the darkness to leave? Bring some light to it. Because it drives out darkness. What does light does? Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate. Make that moment momentous. So let us look for opportunities to bring light to situations today. Someone we may meet. The day's not over. It's still young. It's not even noon yet. You may run across or meet someone that you can be a light to today. And how do you teach your children? Do you teach your children of how possibly to be a light to one of their friends that may be having a hard time or going through different situations? You know, these things that we go through and learn throughout our life, we should share these things with our children and grandchildren and with our loved ones, you know. But some things you don't really have to tell. You just have to be that lightness to your children and friends and neighbors. And then they see your countenance and they crave that. I want to be like that. And God helps you be like that. How do I don't know how he does it. He's just the answer. And he is light. And he brings light to our darkness, our dark thinking, our dark circumstances, our dark situations that someone may have brought because they're always down. No one should be always down and never have a good word to say. And, you know, you find somebody down and you just continue to kick them while they're down. And you're not helping them to get up. You're helping them to stay down. So you kick them while they're down. You ever been kicked while you were already down? Well, I have. And that is not a good feeling when you're already feeling bad. And somebody just, oh my. They just throw that dark, bitter. You ever had that dark, bitter chocolate? I don't like that dark, bitter chocolate. But that's what it feels like when someone intentionally throws dirt or darkness over an already dark situation that you're going through. You're not uplifting that person. You're not making that person feel any better. You're not bringing light to them. You're just helping them to feel worse than what they already feel. So let's be light in these dark situations. We're going through a dark time right now in our world. Israel is over there fighting with those Arabs. I can't even think of what their name right now, but over there fighting with the Arabs. And the first thing people say, oh, is the world getting ready to end? Is Christ getting ready to come back? Oh, I heard that, you know, when Israel is in trouble, that this is the last days, and everyone wants to know, is God coming back? Yes, he is coming back. One day. But he says there will be wars. You will hear about wars and rumors of wars, but take note, the end is not yet. We're headed that way, but it's not yet. Things will be considerably worse than what they are right now. And people consider this going through a hard time. It's headed that way. It's getting bad each and every day. It's not getting better. And it's not supposed to get better. some things we don't dwell on as much as others. You know, you dwell on those things for a moment, and then we kind of get used to it and move on to the next thing. So nothing has really changed, but things have gotten worse. Now our attention has been taken from the last event that was bad to a new event, and this is the war between Israel and, is it Hezbollah? One of them over there. So now we're focused on that. Now everyone wants to know, is Jesus coming back? Is this the time? He's coming back, but not yet. We still have time for all of you who are listening to put yourself in the right position with Christ, to accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life. I may be wrong, but I think He's the only God that we will ever see. So there is still time for that, for us to get ourselves together. Okay, let me see if I can share another thought with you for today. The value of positive focus. To change the focus from negative to positive is to create hope. Our normal conversations and interactions are full of negativity, whether we are aware of this or not. So without our conscious knowledge, we develop a negative approach to life. Now, what kind of life can you lead or live with a negative approach? You're not so happy. If you're always negative about life, you can't be happy. You can't create joy or hope. Every time you hear something, well, it might not work out like that. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. No, we don't know. But we can know this. We can trust the one who does know what's going to happen the next moment, the next second of our life. We can put our hope and our trust in Him. He knows. Nothing is a surprise to Him. He knows all things. So without our conscious knowledge, we develop a negative approach to life. Not even conscious of it. Just dredging through life. It just doesn't sound so joyful or a life that you would even want to live if you're not this person or the people who live a negative life. You must put light in your situations, and that's God. That's Christ Himself. He is the light of the world. He is the light of your life. It's important for me to be aware when my conversations with others becomes negative. Are you aware when your conversations become negative, when you're talking to other people? And if you're aware of that, you know it, you should stop and rethink what you're saying. Just don't throw stuff out there in the atmosphere. Especially if you understand what you're doing. I need to make a conscious change to start being more positive and appreciate what life gives me at that time, at that moment. Because you know what? The next moment isn't promised to you anyway. So we better be positive about the moment that we're living in, because the next moment is not promised. So what do we do? We start and begin to appreciate what life gives us, what life brings to us, by focusing on the positive, by bringing light into our lives and into our situations. So much good in my life goes unnoticed when I focus in the positive, it creates an environment of enthusiasm for the future that affects everyone around me. See what positive focus does? It brings enthusiasm for the future, for the next moment. I'm very much appreciative, and I'm expecting great things to happen to me and for me in that next moment. So this is what positive focus on life does for me. It helps me to look forward to my future because I know it's going to be full of life and good things and light, because I want to keep my trust and my hope in Jesus Christ, who is the light of my life. He is the light of the world. He just is the light of the world. Wow. Nothing is forever except your life. When we die and leave this world, this physical world, we go to another world. So life really isn't over. Like we said earlier, you know, man was not designed to die, but to live forever. And we will, somewhere. We just have to decide before we leave this world where it's going to be. Is it going to be in darkness, or is it going to be in the light? And we want to make that decision as soon as possible, because none of us knows where death lies. So we want to be encouraged, and we want to focus on being positive. We want to create that atmosphere or environment of enthusiasm, laughter, hope, life, love. We want to do that. We just want to do that. I just want to say, let's continue to pray and lift up America. Lift up all those who are fighting. I have to say all those because they're all people. I'm not one side or one way or the other way. I value one country over another, because this is a thousands of year old fight. And it won't be solved through this war or possibly the next one to come. Don't know. I only know the one who does know. The one I can put my hope and confidence in, because he knows what's going to happen next. He knows for sure. I don't. So I'm going to try to keep my hope and my trust in him. I thank each and every one of you who have listened. And I know I kind of started out this second program on a low key, and I apologize for that, because I'm a very enthusiastic person, and I like to have a lightness to my spirit and to my voice, and I've learned to be that person. My life has not been joyful, but I found joy in the midst of my life, in the midst of what was going on in my life. I found joy, I found peace, I found happiness, I found laughter. You know, I'm able to laugh at my mistakes, and I'm able to go on and accept myself for who I am. And thank God for a chance to live and experience what I have experienced. Because if I had not experienced some of the things I've gone through, I would not have a testimony. I would not have something to share with you or anyone, you know. But I've been through a lot of things, and I do have a lot of testimonies. God has brought me through a lot of things. But, you know, even the day my guest didn't show up, left my phone at home. I mean, it's like a Monday, and it's like forgot to turn the taping off, but I'm back on my game. I feel better because I know Jesus is my light And I am focusing on the positive, because I want my life to be positive. I want to share with you positivity. And I want to share with you lightness and the light, which is Christ Himself. Now, I just want to say, I think I shared with each and every one of you last week, that my colleague here on the radio, and Jeff Porter, who is the author of Expressions of the Last Days, and he was a frequent guest on my show, Voice of a People, that he had passed away. Peaceful passing. But just want you to lift up his loved ones. I think he had one niece left out of his family. And just lift her and her family up in prayer. I know some of you know Jeff or have listened to the show when he was on it. So just lift him up in prayer. Yeah. So I'm out for today, Thursday, October the 19th. Hope I said something to encourage you. I hope I didn't turn you off. But full of hope, full of love, full of joy, full of expectations, and very optimistic about the future. So till next time, be blessed. Thank you all.